Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Pathé Entertainment presents a Percy Main production, a Ridley Scott film, Susan Sarandon, Gina Davis, Thelma and Louise, Harvey Keitel. Slowly moving across a barren landscape, the image bleached of color. Michael Madsen. Christopher McDonald. Stephen Tobolowsky. Brad Pitt. A dusty road stretches off into the distance towards a mountain range. Above it, scattered clouds hang in an endless sky. Slowly, color bleeds into the image, painting the landscape green and the sky a deep blue. Music by Hans Zimmer. Gradually, the image darkens. Written by Callie Khouri. Directed by Ridley Scott. A bustling diner. A waitress heads over to a table. She brings two coffee jugs to another table.
You can have a regular.
Regular, please.
You girls are kind of young for smoking, don't you think?
Ruins your sex drive.
In the kitchen, the waitress lights up a cigarette and gets on the phone. In a suburban house, a woman in a floral dressing gown is clearing away the dishes.
I'll get it! I got it!
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, little housewife? Y'all packed? We're out of here tonight.
Well, wait now. I still have to ask Daryl if I can go.
You mean you haven't asked him yet? Thelma, for Christ's sake.
Is he your husband or your father? It's just 2 days, for God's sake.
Don't be a child.
Tell him you're going with me. Tell him I'm having a nervous breakdown.
Ben don't care much weight with Daryl. I already think she already mind. Are you at work?
No, I'm calling from the Playboy Mansion.
Clear right back. Go ahead, Ben. Daryl. Number
one. Daryl! I'm worth Honey, better hurry up!
Daryl, a podgy man with a mustache, strides into the kitchen.
God damn it, Thelma! Don't holler like that.
She adjusts a gold bracelet on his wrist.
Haven't I told you I can't stand it when you holler in the morning?
I'm sorry, Belle. I just didn't want you to be late.
Thank you.
He opens the fridge and Thelma glances at him hesitantly.
Hon.
What?
Have a good day at work today.
Uh-huh.
She offers him some coffee.
Thank you, no.
Daryl's making imperceptible adjustments to his hair.
Hon?
What?
You want anything special for dinner tonight?
No, Thelma. I don't give a shit what we have for dinner. I may not even make it home for dinner. You know how Fridays are.
Yeah, funny how so many people want to buy a carpet on Friday night. You'd almost think they'd want to forget about it for the weekend.
Well, then. It's a good thing you're not regional manager. And I am.
Daryl trots over to his sports car and trips over some planks, landing flat on his backside.
Jesus! God damn it, Homer! Christ, I gotta get to work. I need this bullshit in the morning.
Just leave him, I'll get him. Thank you. Christ's sakes. I want you out of here by 5. No, 3. Get out of here by 3 today.
The gardeners pay him no mind as he races off. At the diner...
Good morning.
Morning. Is Louise in?
Why, yes, she is. Is this Thelma? Thelma, when are you going to run away with me?
Not this weekend, sweetie. She's running away with me. Hey, what'd they say?
What time are you picking me up?
All right. I'll be there around 2:30.
Okay. Say, what kind of stuff do I bring?
Oh, I don't know. Warm stuff, I guess. It's the mountains. I guess it gets cold at night. I don't know. I'm just going to bring everything.
Okay. I will, too, then.
Still Daryl's fishing stuff.
Louise, I don't know how to fish.
Neither do I, Thelma, but Daryl doesn't. How hard can it be? All right, I'll see you in a bit.
Okay. All right, bye.
Thelma opens the fridge and takes out a candy bar. Now, Louise strides over to her car, a sleek, pale green, open-topped sports model. She gets in, the taillights burn red, and she drives off.
As you press your shoes and stand before the mirror.
Thelma, with curlers in her hair, opens her wardrobe door. Louise puts some shoes into a clear plastic bag, then places them into her well-ordered suitcase. Meanwhile, Thelma throws a range of tops into her suitcase. Louise packs a perfectly arranged suitcase. Thelma dumps a whole load of socks and underwear into hers. A little later, Louise is on the phone. Louise turns down a framed photograph of Jimmy. Thelma opens a bedside drawer, revealing a revolver. She picks up the gun gingerly by the handle and drops it into her bag. Louise is drying a glass. Wearing a headscarf and a pair of sunglasses, Louise pulls up outside Thelma's house. Thelma emerges.
Hey. No, Thelma, we don't need the lantern. The place has electricity.
Oh, okay. No, I won't take it anyway, just in case.
In case of what?
In case there's some escaped psycho killer on the loose who cuts the electricity off and tries to come in and kill us.
Sure, Thelma. Well, then that lantern will come in real handy. Maybe we should just tow your car behind, too, in case it steals a spark plug.
We'd have to. That thing barely makes it down the driveway.
Thelma rushes back to the garage for a few more things while Louise loads the fishing gear into the car. The garage door closes and Louise comes back to the car and lifts her cases into the bag. Louise takes out an instant camera while Thelma arranges the luggage.
Careful. Alright, everything in?
Yeah.
Here you go. Yeah, be careful.
They pose for the camera. Louise holds the camera in front of them. They press their heads together and she snaps a picture. Now they're driving.
Sit down.
Oh, Louise.
Uh-huh.
Will you take care of this gun?
What in hell did you bring that for?
Oh, come on. Psycho killers or bears or snakes? I just don't know how to use it. Will you take care of it?
Put it away. Put it in my purse. Thelma, good Lord.
Louise is driving. Thelma puts the gun in her purse.
So, whose place is this again?
It's Bob's, the day manager's. He's getting a divorce. His wife's getting this place. He's letting all his friends use it. So he's got to turn over the keys.
I've never been out of town without Daryl.
How come Daryl let you go?
Because I didn't ask him.
Shit, Thelma. Why? He's gonna kill you!
Well, he never let me go. He never lets me do one goddamn thing that's any fun. All he wants me to do is hang around the house the whole time while he's out doing God only knows what.
Well, you get what you settle for.
I left him a note. I left him stuffed in microwave.
Children laugh, children cry. They're the ones who will survive.
In the distance, the car makes its way down a long stretch of road, gleaming with reflected sunlight. In a nearby farm, cattle graze in a field. Louise is smoking a cigarette. Thelma puts her feet up on the dashboard and absently pulls back her skirt, baring her legs.
Thelma.
Thelma puts down her legs and smiles. She takes a cigarette from Louise's pack, then adjusts the rearview mirror, looking at her reflection. She puts the cigarette in her mouth and pretends to smoke. Louise glances at her and smiles.
Thelma, what are you doing?
Smoking.
Hey, I'm Louise.
They come to a crossroads.
Mikey, can't we just stop somewhere for a minute?
Thelma, we're not going to get to the cabin until after dark as it is.
Then what difference would it make if we stop? I never get to do stuff like this.
Okay, it's going to be a quick stop.
They drive past a truck spraying water onto the road. As dusk falls, the women drive along the road, then pull into the parking lot of a neon-lit bar. A sign above the bar reads, Silver Bullet. Inside, the bar is bustling with activity. Thelma and Louise make their way past men in cowboy hats playing pool and over to a seating area crowded with people.
Since I left Texas.
Isn't this fun?
They wander over to a table. Louise wipes the seat before sitting down. A waitress comes over.
Y'all want a drink?
No thanks.
I'll have a wild turkey straight up and a Coke back, please.
Thelma!
Oh, what? Tell me something. Is this my vacation or isn't it? I mean, God, you're as bad as Daryl.
Sorry, it's just I'm not used to seeing you this way. I haven't seen you this way in a while. You're usually so sedate.
Well, I've had it up to my ass with sedate. You said you and me was going to get out of town and for once just really let our hair down. Well, darling, look out, because my hair is coming down.
All right. I changed my mind. I'm going to have a margarita and a shot of Cuervo on the side.
All right.
Thelma downs a shot.
Now, what are a couple of cupid dolls like you doing in a place like this?
Well, we left town.
Minding our own business. Why don't you try?
Trying to have some fun. Because Louise here is mad at her boyfriend because we just wanted to get something to eat.
Well, you come to the right place. You like chili? They got good chili.
Harlan, you bothering these poor girls?
Hell no, I was just being friendly.
Well, it's a good thing they're not all as friendly as you.
Hey, your name's Harlan? I got an uncle named Harlan.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Is he a funny uncle? Because if he is, then he and I got something in common.
Louise blows smoke into Harlan's face.
I don't mean to be rude, but I got something I got to talk to my friend about in private.
No, I understand. I didn't mean to bother you. It's just hard not to notice two such pretty ladies as yourselves. You better dance with me before you leave, or I will never forgive you.
Sure, that'd be fun.
He heads off.
Jeez, Louise, that wasn't very nice.
Can't you tell when somebody's hitting on you?
Oh, so what if he was? It's all your years of waiting tables has made you jaded, that's all.
Maybe.
Well, just relax, will you? You're making me nervous.
All right.
A band's playing on stage. Thelma jumps to her feet and claps her hands. Thelma sits back down and glances over at Harlan, who flashes her a smile from the other side of the bar.
Wonder if Daryl's home yet.
Wonder if Jimmy's got back.
Why don't you just tell him to get lost once and for all?
Why don't you ditch that no good husband of yours?
This one's on Harlan. Thanks. Well, look, Jimmy'll come in off the road. You won't be there, and he'll freak out and call you like 100,000 times. And Sunday night you'll call him back, and by Monday you'll be kissing the ground you walk on.
Exactly.
In the meantime, you said we was going to have some fun, so let's have some.
All right.
Okay.
They down their shots.
Yeah. All right.
Harlan raises his hand and smiles. Thelma nods.
Let's see. All right.
Thelma skips over to Harlan, but Louise looks around helplessly when she realizes she has no dancing partner. Harlan escorts Thelma onto the dance floor.
Thelma, that's your name, Thelma?
I don't want to do it.
A man approaches Louise. Louise smiles nervously and heads onto the dance floor with the man. Harlan throws Thelma back, one arm hooked around her neck and a beer bottle clutched in his hand. Louise dances awkwardly with her partner. Now, the whole crowd is line dancing. Thelma smiles delightedly as she dances behind Harlan. The dancers make two lines, their feet pounding the polished wooden dance floor. They turn around and kick their legs. Thelma falls back onto Harlan, and he puts his arms around her. Louise walks away from the dance floor and goes over to her table. She sits down and takes a sip of her margarita, wincing at the taste. On the dance floor, Harlan's spinning Thelma round and round. She stumbles on her feet and laughs, looking over at Louise, who taps her watch urgently. Thelma falls into Harlan's arms. Louise marches over to them.
Hey, Thelma! I'm in the little girl's room, and then we're out of here. I'm ready when she wants.
Louise heads off.
Wait, Louise, I'm gonna come with you.
Harlan spins Thelma around, and she stumbles.
Yes, okay. What's wrong? Come on.
Stop. Her face is sheathed in sweat.
I'm spinning.
Upsy dupsy. We need to get you some fresh air, little lady.
Uh-huh. Harlan guides Thelma through the crowd, his hands around her waist. In the bathroom, Louise is checking herself in the mirror, surrounded by women. Louise heads out. As she makes her way back to the table, the waitress comes over with the bill.
Look, this is my friend. Your friend? Yeah, she's on there dancing.
In the parking lot.
How you feeling now, darling?
Oh, thanks. I think I'm starting to feel a little better.
Starting to feel pretty good to me, too.
Hey.
You know that?
I think I need to keep walking.
Wait a minute. Where do you think you're going, huh?
I'm going back inside.
Oh, no.
Ah! Harlan.
What?
Hey, quit it. Stop it.
Listen. I'm not going to hurt you, okay? I just want to kiss you. All right?
No.
Come on.
He pecks her on the cheek.
Let me go now. Come on.
Gorgeous.
Let me go. I mean, I'm married. Come on.
Oh, that's okay. I'm married, too.
I don't feel good. I've been sick.
Oh. I said I'm not going to hurt you. All right? Relax.
Harlan, stop it, please. I mean it. Ouch. Wait, don't. I mean it. Louise is going to wonder where I am.
Louise.
She slaps him, and he hits her.
Never fucking hit me. Fucking hit me.
Harlan, please!
Don't hurt me, Harlan,
please!
Shut up! Shut the fuck up, you hear me?
Shut up! Please
don't hurt me, Harlan! Goddamn bitch!
He unbuckles his trousers.
Let her go!
Get the fuck out of here.
He pulls down her underwear.
You let her go, you fucking asshole, or I'm gonna splatter your ugly face all over this nice car.
Louise is pressing the barrel of the revolver against Harlan's head. He backs away from Thelma, and she staggers away from the car and stands behind Louise.
All right, hey, just calm down. We're just having a little fun, that's all.
Looks like you got a real fucked up idea of fun.
Go on.
Louise backs away with Thelma, the gun still raised.
Turn around.
Harlan turns to face Louise.
In the future, when a woman's crying like that, she isn't having any fun.
Louise lowers the gun, her eyes glazed with tears, and turns to Thelma.
Bitch! I should have gone ahead and fucked her.
Louise turns back.
What did you say?
I said suck my cock.
She shoots him in the chest and he flies back against the car.
Oh my God.
Get the car.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Louise, you shot him. Oh my God.
Thelma scrambles away. Louise steps forward and looks down at Harlan's dead body.
You watch your mouth, buddy.
Thelma backs the car over to Louise and winds down the window.
Louise!
Thelma opens the door and Louise gets in. The car skids onto the main road, narrowly missing a truck coming in the opposite direction. Thelma steers the car across the rain-swept road. Louise is sitting in the passenger seat, staring at the gun in her lap.
Louise!
Thelma's lips are caked with blood.
Louise! Where are we going?
I don't know. Just shut up so I can think.
Shouldn't we go to the cops? I mean, I think we ought to tell the police.
Tell them what, Thelma? Just what do you think we should tell them, huh?
I don't know. Just tell him what happened.
Which part?
All of it. That he was raping me.
Just about 100 goddamn people saw you dancing cheek to cheek with him all night. Who's going to believe that? That we don't live in that kind of a world, Thelma. God damn it, pull over.
Thelma pulls the car up by the side of the road as a huge truck trundles past them. Louise throws open her door, staggers out, and vomits onto the ground. She goes round to the driver's side and gets in. Thelma is sitting in the passenger seat. Louise rests her head against the steering wheel.
Thelma.
Thelma's trembling even as she brushes her hair.
I'm gonna stop someplace for a cup of coffee, and then just for a second, and then I'm gonna get it together, and I'm gonna figure out then what to do. And everything's gonna be fine, all right?
Louise wipes the blood off Thelma's face with a cloth. A little later, they drive past the petrol station, then pull up in front of a truck stop. Now, they're sitting at a window table, Louise with a cigarette in her hand.
Now's not the time to panic. If we panic now, we're done for. Nobody saw it. Nobody knows it was us. So we're still okay. We just have to figure out what we're gonna do next. We just have to figure out what we're gonna do.
I'll say one thing. This is some vacation. I'm sure I'm having a good time. This is real fun.
If you weren't concerned with having so much fun, we won't be here right now.
Just what is that supposed to mean?
It just means shut up, Thelma.
So this is all my fault, is it?
Louise looks at Thelma, then casts her eyes downwards. Thelma gets up from the table, brushing against her empty coffee cup and knocking it onto the floor. She glances at the mess, then looks at Louise.
I have to go to the bathroom. Sorry.
Louise takes a drag on her cigarette and glances around anxiously. At Thelma's house, a bottle of beer sits in front of a microwave dinner in the opened microwave. A note to Daryl hangs from the door.
Thanks, I'll try again later.
Harlan's body is zipped up in a body bag. A detective walks up to the waitress from the bar.
Could you identify him if you saw him again?
Oh, hell, I told you 50 times. Yeah, I could identify him, but neither one of those two is a type to pull something like this.
Well, you're not exactly an expert witness, but what makes you so sure?
Oh, well, waiting tables in a bar don't make you an expert on human nature. Nothing will. I could have told you Harlan Puckett was going to end up buying it in the parking lot. I'm just surprised it didn't happen sooner than this.
Who do you think did it?
Has anybody asked his wife? She's the one I hope did it.
Lena, do you have any ideas or don't you?
Well, if I had to guess, I'd say it was some old gal's husband. But it wasn't either one of those two. The smaller one, the one with the tidy hairdo, she left me a huge tip.
Well.
What?
You didn't happen to notice what kind of car they were driving, did you?
It's a nightclub, Hal, not a drive-in. I don't follow the customers out to the parking lot. All right.
And to go on home.
Oh, you kept me here all night to ask me the same old question over and over again. Are you going to offer me some teeny, eeny, witty, bitty little drink?
Behave yourself.
Oh. Neither of those two was the murdering type, Hal.
Hal gets in his car. At the truck stop, Louise is on the phone. Louise hangs up the phone and goes into the bathroom. She turns on the tab. A woman with long, tangled hair heads out, leaving her alone.
Thelma, you in there?
Louise straightens her hair, then notices a speck on her cheek. She wipes it off urgently.
Thelma, come on, we're out of here, Thelma, come on!
Thelma charges out of the cubicle.
Gonna need money. Thelma, how much money do you have on you?
What?
I'm gonna stop at the next town and get a motel room. I can rest for a little bit and then I'll figure out what to do.
Okay. Wait, I'm looking.
She counts through some banknotes.
$61.
One of the notes blows away.
$41.
We're gonna need more money.
What are you doing?
Why are you unpacking?
You said we was just gonna take a nap.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what to do.
They're in a motel room.
Well, where'd you figure it out? Just me up.
Thelma lays on the bed.
What the hell's wrong with you?
What's that supposed to mean?
I mean, why are you acting like this?
Acting like what? How am I supposed to act? Excuse me for not knowing how to act when you blow somebody away.
You can help me try to figure out what to do, all right? I'm trying to figure out what to do, but you could try.
I had a suggestion that we go to the police, but you didn't like that, so frankly, Louise, I'm out of ideas.
Well, what's a big rush, Thelma? I mean, well, if we give them enough time, they'll come to us.
Thelma trudges back into the room and throws herself on the bed. Louise goes over to her.
I'm sorry. I'm just not ready to go to jail yet, okay?
She pats Thelma on the leg.
Why don't you go out to the pool and take a swim or something, all right? Now I'll figure out what to do. Jimmy, this is Louise. Look, I've been trying to call you.
Louise. Hey, baby.
Hey.
Where the hell are you at? You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you? Long time no see.
You sound kind of funny, Louise.
I am funny. I'm real funny.
Are you in town? It sounds long distance.
No, I'm out of town. I'm in I'm in deep shit, Jimmy. Deep shit, Arkansas.
Louise, now you just tell me what the hell's going on here. I come back. Nobody knows where you are. Is Thelma with you?
Listen, Jimmy. I have about $6,700 in the bank. Now, I know you can't get it out. But I need that money. Can you wire me the $6,700 and I'll pay you back?
Well, what the fuck is going on here, Louise?
Listen, something real bad has happened. And I can't tell you what. Listen, I did it. And I can't undo it. Will you help me? Please?
Yeah, baby. Of course I can.
Well, where? Why can't I bring it to you?
Louise clasps the phone, choking back her tears.
Jimmy. Do you love me?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Look, just wire it to Western Union in Oklahoma City, okay?
Oh, so that's where you're at, Oklahoma, huh?
Not yet.
You call me back and I'll tell you which office to go to.
All right. I'll call you back in an hour.
Thelma's sunbathing while listening to a personal stereo. She's got earphones plugged in and can't hear Louise as she pulls up in the car behind her. Louise gets out and comes over.
There's many miles to go before I die. Thelma! Thelma!
What?
Get in the car.
Okay.
We can never know about tomorrow.
Dressed in a bikini, Thelma picks up her suitcase and carries it over to the car. She climbs into the passenger seat, and Louise drives off.
Even if they didn't do it, it times out they most likely witnessed it, so somebody better talk to them. Put out an APB and see what we get back.
All right.
Any reason to believe they've left the state?
That's certainly possible.
Yeah, why don't we go ahead and let the Bureau in on this?
Thelma and Louise soar down the highway. A flat expanse of countryside stretching out in the distance, mountains cresting the horizon.
Boys, I'm getting mad.
Okay, but where are we going?
Oklahoma City. Jimmy's gonna wire me some money and then we're gonna see
Jimmy,
where we're going.
You talked to him? Did you tell him? What'd he say? Is he mad?
No, I didn't tell him, and that's what we gotta get straight now. Daryl's been calling mad as a hornet, making all kinds of noise, and when you call him, you gotta not tell him anything about this. You gotta just make sure everything sounds real normal.
You know, I called that asshole at 4:00 in the morning. He wasn't even home. I don't know what he's got to be mad about. I'm the one who should be mad.
Thelma, I'm going to Mexico. Now, I figure I can make it in 2.5 days, but I'm gonna have to haul ass. Are you up to this? I mean, I gotta know. This isn't a game. I'm in deep shit, and I gotta know what you're gonna do.
I don't know, Louise. I mean, I don't know what you're asking.
Now, don't you start flaking out on me. God damn it, Thelma. Every time we get in trouble, you just get blank or plead insanity or some such shit. Not this time. I mean, this time, things have changed. Everything's changed. But I'm going to Mexico. I'm going.
The car cruises down the highway. They've parked outside a grocery store. Louise goes over to a payphone. She fishes in her bag, takes out her purse and drops some coins into the phone. She dials a number.
Louise.
Is that the way you answered the phone?
I was afraid I missed you. I got it. I was afraid I couldn't get a check cashed on Saturday.
Who did it?
friend of mine owns a club, Doug Randall.
You didn't tell him what it was for, did you?
No, I didn't say what it was for. I told him I was buying a car.
Good, that's real good. Listen, where do I go?
It's a place called the Vagabond Motel. It's at 1921 North East 23rd. It's under Peaches.
What?
That's the code word. I miss you, Peaches.
Thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
In the grocery store, Thelma places several miniature bottles of alcohol on the counter. She adds a few more, and then a few more.
Ma'am, you sure you wouldn't rather have a large economy size?
No, that's okay.
What are you looking at? Hey, I want you to call Daryl.
Call him?
Mm-hmm. Tell him you're having a wonderful time and you'll be home tomorrow night.
Will I be?
I don't know. I won't. Ah, the newspaper.
Daryl sitting on the sofa watching a football match and drinking a beer.
It's Daryl.
Well,
yes, I will, operator. Thelma! Pardon me, Sam, how are you?
I'm with Louise. We're in the mountains. We're fishing.
Have you lost your mind? Is that it? Now I leave for work, and you take complete leave of your senses?
Daryl, calm down, please. Don't get so mad. I can explain, okay? See, Louise,
Hold on.
He watches the match.
Oh, come on, Kurt, pick it.
Kurt gets it, knocks the ball loose. Chad Rowley's got it. Kurt's got it. We end up with the ball. They get no points out of it. At a time of Daryl.
Christ.
We're just going to stay there and, you know, fish and hang out and stuff, and we'll just be gone one more day, and then we'll be home tomorrow night.
No, you won't. You'll be back today. You get your butt back here, Thelma, now. God damn it!
Daryl, you're my husband, not my father.
Oh, now that does it. That Louise is nothing but a bad influence. If you're not back here by tonight, Thelma. Well then, I just don't want to say.
Daryl.
Thelma.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, that's good. That's just sweet.
Thelma stumbles over a young man, J.D., outside the booth.
Shit. Sorry. Darling. You all right?
Yeah.
You okay? Did I cause that?
No, I'm sorry.
No? You're okay. Uh-huh. All right. There's something I can do for you.
No, it's okay.
Hmm?
J.D.'s wearing a white cowboy hat and denim jeans.
Crazy.
An old man sitting on the front porch of the grocery store, staring vacantly at Thelma as she sits in the car, wiping her brow with some tissue. She looks at her face in the rearview mirror and puts on some mascara. JD's hovering in the background and she notices his reflection in the mirror. Thelma sits back in her seat and smears on some lipstick with her forefinger. She adjusts the wing mirror, catching sight of J.D. striding over to the car.
Excuse me, ma'am. I ask which direction you're heading. See, I'm trying to get back to school. My ride fell through, and I'm kind of stuck here like stink on stink. So I was thinking that you're going my way or I was going your way.
I think we're going to Oklahoma City, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, I'd appreciate it much.
Well, see, it's really not up to me. It's not my car. We'd have to ask my friend. But she'd probably say no. She's a little bit uptight.
Maybe it's not such a good idea. But I tell you what, I thank you for your time.
But, you know, I mean, I can ask. You know, it wouldn't hurt.
Well, no, it wouldn't hurt.
Hey. Louise. This young man here is on his way back to school. And I thought since we're going the same direction, you know, we could give him a ride, huh?
Louise scrutinizes J.D.
Probably not a good idea.
place.
No, probably not. But I appreciate your time. Y'all have a good day, all right? Drive safe.
Louise.
Louise gets in the driver's seat.
Did you see how polite he is?
He's real sweet.
Thelma?
What?
Louise reverses the car at high speed away from the grocery store and in a straight line, right the way over to a petrol station.
Fill her up.
Sure wish we could have brought him with us.
What's Daryl up to say?
Oh, he said, okay, Thelma, I just wanted to make sure you was all right. I sure hope you're having fun. You deserve it after all you put up with me. I love you, honey.
Thelma takes a drink from one of the miniatures.
So, how long before we're in goddamn Mexico?
Louise looks at her and smiles. Hal's sitting in his office, scrolling through names and car models on a computer screen. He scrolls past the name Louise Elizabeth Sawyer. Meanwhile, Thelma and Louise are on the road.
I mean, I just didn't think it would hurt to give somebody a ride.
Did you see his butt? Daryl don't have a cute butt. You could park a car in the shadow of his ass.
I'm sorry, I'm just not in the mood for company right now.
Louise parks at a crossroads.
Here, take this map. I need you to find all the secondary roads to Mexico from Oklahoma City. I think we should stay off the interstate. We're too conspicuous.
Looks like we could get on this road 81 here and head down towards Dallas.
No, I don't want to go through Texas. Find some way we don't have to go through there.
Thelma looks at the map.
Wait. What? You want to go to Mexico from Oklahoma, but you don't want to go through Texas?
Thelma, you know how I feel about Texas. We're not going that way.
Yeah, I know, Louise, but we're running for our lives. I mean, can't you make an exception? I mean, look at this map. The only thing between Oklahoma and Mexico is Texas. Look.
Thelma, I'm not going to talk about this. Now, you either find another way or give me the goddamn map and I will.
You understand?
No,
please, I don't. Now, how come you never told me what happened to you there?
Flustered, Louise turns away.
Look, you shoot up a guy's head with his pants down. Believe me, Texas, it's not the place you want to get caught. Now, trust me. Now, I told you, I'm not going to talk about this anymore.
Hal walks up the steps to Louise's apartment, takes off his shades, and peers through the glass door. The place is neat and clean. Hal glances round, then slips a credit card out of his wallet. He uses it to unlock the front door. Hal runs his finger across a spotlessly clean glass coffee table. He picks up a framed photograph of Louise as a cheerleader in high school. A crop-dusting plane soars past them. They jig to the music. The crop-dusting plane flies high overhead. Now, Hal sitting at the counter in the diner where Louise works.
Is the manager in?
Marion, there's a police officer here.
Everyone looks at Hal. Thelma and Louise are driving along an endless stretch of road, a heat haze distorting the air. They see JD sitting up ahead by the side of the road, and Thelma looks at Louise beseechingly. Louise veers the car off the road and circles JD before stopping. Thelma folds her arms on the car door and smiles at JD. He picks up his bag and gets into the back of the car. They head back onto the road. Meanwhile, Hal is at Thelma's house interviewing Darryl.
The other night there was a murder out at the Silver Bullet. A man was shot. And we have some witnesses that saw a 1966 T-Bird convertible leaving the scene, sort of speeding out of the driveway there. And that vehicle is registered to one Louise Sawyer. And we have reason to believe that your wife was the other occupant of that car.
What? What? What?
Excuse me. You're standing in your pizza.
Oh, shit.
So tell me something, Miss Thelma. How's you ain't got any kids? I mean, God gives you something special. I think you ought to pass it on.
Well, Darryl, that's my husband.
Darryl?
Yeah, he says he's not ready yet. Says he's still too much of a kid himself. Kind of prides himself on being infantile.
Got a lot to be proud of.
Louise and him don't get along.
No, I was putting it mildly.
She thinks he's a pig.
I know he's a pig.
Did you get married real young, Miss Thelma?
Well, I guess 18's kind of young. We don't really... We'd already been going out for 4 years when we got married.
How long?
4 years. I've never been with anybody but Darryl.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, if you don't mind me saying so, he sounds like a real asshole.
It's okay. He is an asshole. Most of the time I just let it slide.
You better slow down there, Miss Louise. That's a cop up ahead. Yep.
Louise veers off the road, the back wheel sending plumes of dust into the air. Two patrol cars cruise down the highway in the opposite direction. Louise drives through an oil refinery, huge machines digging in the earth and jets of steam hissing through pipes. She stops on the highway, the patrol cars receding into the distance.
Maybe you got a few too many parking tickets?
Look, we'll take you to Oklahoma City and then you best be on your way, all right?
All right.
Prints on the trunk of the car match those of Thelma Dickinson.
Well, I'll be damned. Isn't that strange?
And the husband says a gun is missing. She took a lot of stuff. It looks like she may be planning on being gone a while. The strange thing is, her husband said she would never touch that gun. He got it for her because he's out late a lot. But he said she'd never touch it. Wouldn't learn to shoot it. Just kept it in the drawer for years.
What kind of gun was it?
38.
Right. Where are they?
They were on their way to some guy's cabin, and they never showed up.
Louise parks the car.
All right. Now I'm going to go in. Listen up, you two. I'm going to go in. It's just going to take a minute. You two better say your goodbyes, you understand? Huh?
In a motel office.
Hi. I'm here to pick up a money order for Louise Sawyer.
The man behind the counter checks a file.
Yeah,
how about peaches? Could you try Cobra peaches?
Did I hear somebody say peaches?
Oh, my God, Jimmy.
That's a secret word. Show the lady what she's won, Diane.
What are you doing here?
I just came to see you, baby. Can I have another room, please? Put it on my credit card.
Jimmy smiles at her.
Thelma! Thelma, get your foot down. And look who's here.
Oh, shit! Jimmy! Hey, stranger. What in the world are you doing here?
Ask me no questions and I'll tell you no lies.
Good answer. Same goes double for me.
Who's the cowboy?
Oh, this here, this is J.D. He's a student. We're just giving him a ride to here, and then Louis said that he would have to go, so...
He's gone.
I guess that's what he's doing.
Yeah, I reckon that's what I'm doing.
He's gone.
Like to win. Good trip.
Cool.
Thank you.
That's me.
Yep, that's him going. I love to watch him go.
Thelma kind of took to him?
Yeah, well, I got you a room there, Thelma.
Go on in and take yourself a nice cold shower.
Well, you know me, Jimmy. I'm just a wild woman.
Thelma waves to J.D. through the back window as Louise drives off with Jimmy in the passenger seat. Later, in the motel room, Louise counts through some money in an envelope.
It's our future.
She gives Thelma the envelope, then opens her suitcase.
What are you going to tell him?
Nothing. I'm not going to tell him a thing. Least I can do is not make him any more an accessory than he already is.
You are so sweet to that guy. You know, you really are. Imagine not wanting to drag him into this.
I didn't ask him to come. It's like I said, he's no different than any other guy. He just loves the chase, is all.
Well, he sure got his work cut out for him now, don't he?
Thelma, just put a lid on it. Now, I want you to just, you guard that money.
Okay.
And if there's any problem, then you call me in room 211.
I won't wait up.
Jimmy opens the door and offers Louise a rose.
Want a drink?
Nope.
Why don't you tell me what's going on?
I'm not going to tell you what's going on. Someday soon you'll understand why I can't, but I'm not going to, so don't ask me.
I'd ask you one thing.
Maybe.
You're in love with somebody else? Is that something to do with another man?
No, it's not anything like that.
Well, then what is it, goddammit? Are you just gonna leave for fucking ever? What, you fucking kill somebody?
You start this shit, I'm out of here.
She opens the door, and he closes it.
I'm sorry. I wanna come back over there and sit down. I wanna give you something.
I'm fine right here.
I wanna give you something.
Give it to my ear.
He takes out a small jewelry box and offers it to her. With a troubled expression, she takes the box and opens it.
Why don't you try it on? Well, you didn't see that one coming, did you?
Why, Jimmy? Why now?
Try not to get too excited, Louise. I just flew across two states with that ring in my fucking hand, and, you know I hate to fly.
You came all this way because you thought I was with somebody else.
No, that's not why I came. Because, you know, I don't want to lose you. And I get the feeling like you're gonna, like, split. Permanently.
That's not a good reason to get married.
Well, I thought that's what you wanted.
I did. But not like this.
Thelma's in her nightgown, opening up a miniature bottle. Nervously, she steps towards the door.
Louise?
No, Thelma, it's me. Right. I was just out there and I was thinking that, well, I know I'm supposed to be gone and all, but, you know, I'm not having turds luck getting a ride out in this rain. I was just thinking about you. Oh, this is crazy. I'm gonna get out of your hair, all right? I'm gonna...
Well... Wait. Where are you going?
I don't know. You know, nowhere.
You think I'm happy playing my one-night gigs at Ramada Inn lounges? And, you know, you think you're the only one with dreams that don't work out?
We both got what we settled for.
I think maybe you just don't love me anymore.
No, I do love you.
But I think it's time to just let go of the old mistakes. Just chalk it up to bad timing. I think it's time to let go.
No, don't.
Come on. Oh, you're too weak. Come on, here.
All right.
Your
turn.
Come on.
Well, don't leave him. Just leave him there.
Ow. God. See, this is an unfair advantage. You got too much metal going here. We're going to lighten the load a little bit.
He takes off her wedding ring.
I think that's better. What do you think?
Yeah.
Take me, break me, make me a man.
Watch your hand. Careful.
Oh, my head's fine.
What are you anyway?
I'm the great and powerful Oz. Who do you want to be?
Tell me. I know you're not just some schoolboy. Nobody ever tells me shit. Tell me.
Oh, I'm just some guy. Guy whose parole officer's probably having a shit fit right about now.
What do you mean, parole officer? What? Are you a criminal?
No, not no more, Thelma. Let's see. Besides busting parole, I haven't done one wrong thing.
What'd you do?
I'm a robber.
You're a bank robber?
No. I don't rob no banks. Come on.
What'd you rob?
Well, let's see. Let's add it up here. I robbed a gas station, a couple convenience stores, liquor stores.
Oh, my God. How? Come on.
Okay. Well, see, first you pick your place, right? Uh-huh. And I just sit back and I watch it for a little while. Wait for that right moment to make my move, see? Mm-hmm. That's something you gotta know up here. That shit cannot be taught. Okay. And then, oh, shit, I want to talk about this.
What? Like, dear.
All right. Then I'd waltz right in.
Yep.
Then I just kind of waltz on in, and I'd say, ladies, gentlemen, let's see who wins the prize for keeping their cool. Simon says, everybody down on the floor. Now, nobody loses their head, then nobody loses their head. You, sir. Yeah, you do the honors. Take that cash, you put it in that bag right there. You got an amazing story to tell your friends. If not, well, you got a tag on your toe. You decide. Simple as that. Then I just slip on out. And, get the hell out of Dodge, yeah. Mm-hmm.
My goodness. You were sure gentlemanly about it.
Well, now, I've always believed that done properly, armed robbery doesn't have to be a totally unpleasant experience. What?
You're a real outlaw, aren't you?
Well, I may be an outlaw, darling, but you're the one stealing my heart.
Oh, it's smooth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, isn't it?
Smooth.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right.
Get that way.
Open you.
They kiss.
Remember when we first met?
Yeah.
What happened? Tell me what you said.
I said you had a nice pair of eyes.
And what'd I say? You remember?
Yeah, you shut them. Asked me if I knew what color they were.
And what'd you say?
I didn't know.
She covers his eyes.
Jimmy, what color are my eyes?
They're brown.
She uncovers his eyes and kisses him passionately. In Thelma's room, J.D. standing with his jeans unbuttoned, looking down intensely at Thelma on the bed. Taking his time, he leans forward. He takes hold of her ankles, pulling her long, shapely legs down the bed towards him. Her nightdress rides up, revealing her white cotton panties. He plants gentle kisses on her belly.
Hi.
After catching her breath, she sits up. Her hand gently drifts down his body, and he looks at her, full of desire. She pulls him down onto the bed, then straddles him. He rolls her over, knocking things to the floor. Soon, they're naked and having wild, passionate sex up against the wall. In Louise's room, Jimmy stripped to the waist and lying fast asleep on the bed. Louise is dressed and looking thoughtfully out of the window. She glances in Jimmy's direction before turning back to the window and taking a nervous drag of a cigarette. Outside, a man in shorts is using a net on a long pole to clean the motel pool. Now, a man's hosing down the driveway as a white car pulls away, passing the motel coffee shop. Inside, a waitress comes over to serve Louise and Jimmy.
Do you want some coffee?
Louise passes her her cup, but Jimmy shakes his head and the waitress moves off.
Damn, Jimmy, what'd you do? Take some kind of pill? Makes you say all right stuff.
Yeah, I'm choking on it. You sure you want me to go with you?
I think it's probably not a real good idea right now. But I'll catch up with you later. On down the road.
Well, my taxi's here.
A yellow cab pulls up.
So, why don't you just keep that? Okay.
Thanks.
I just want you to be happy.
I am happy, sweetie. Happy as I can be.
All right. Why don't you give old Jimmy a kiss? Goodbye. And I'll be getting out of here.
Come here, old Jimmy.
They reach out, draw each other close, then, leaning across the table, share a long and passionate kiss. Some waitresses gossiping nearby notice and smile. Louise and Jimmy finally come up for air. He draws his thumb across his mouth and she smiles at him.
I'll be seeing you, Louise.
Having given her the engagement ring, he gets up.
You have a safe trip.
Jimmy walks out past the waitresses and Louise gives a sad little wave. The waitress with the coffee pot moseys over.
It's a good thing he left when he did. We thought we were going to have to put out a fire.
Louise's eyes glaze over with tears. Later, Thelma sashays in with tousled hair on her face.
Nothing. Got messed up.
Thelma, what's wrong with you?
Nothing. Why? Do I seem different?
Well, now you mention it, yeah, you seem like you're crazy or you're on drugs.
Well, I'm not on drugs, but I might be crazy!
She shows Louise a love bite on her neck.
Thelma, what happened?
JD came back.
No.
Oh my God, Louise. Oh my God.
Oh no.
I
can't believe it. I mean, I just can't believe it.
No!
Oh, my God. It's like... I finally understand what all the fuss is about now. It's just like a whole nother ballgame.
Oh, darling, I'm so happy for you. That's great. I really am. You finally got laid properly. That's so sweet. Where is he now?
He's taking a shower.
Tell me you left him alone in the room. Where's the money? Oh, my God, Thelma, where's the money?
It's on the bed table. It's okay. It's on the nightstand. It's okay.
Louise bursts into the room and finds the money gone.
Oh. Oh, God damn it. I've never been lucky, not one time. Shit. That son of a bitch burgled me. I don't believe it. Leave it. Louise. You okay? Louise. I'm sorry, I mean it.
Louise is sitting on the floor with her head in her hands.
Louise, it's okay. It's okay.
No, Thelma. It's not okay. It's definitely not okay. None of this is okay. I mean, what am I gonna do for money, huh? How are we gonna get gas? I mean, trade on our good looks. I mean, oh God damn, Thelma, it's not okay.
Wait. Hey, now you listen to me. Don't you worry about it. You hear me? Come on. Stand up. Louise, just don't you worry about it. You hear? Come on. Come on, damn it. Get your stuff. Let's get out of here. Move! Jesus Christ, come on. Come on.
Now, in pouring rain, a convoy of unmarked cars indicates to pull over on a suburban street. Hal and Max get out of the front two cars, then run up the front lawn of Daryl's house. Jokingly, Hal pushes Max out of the way so he can get undercover first.
Damn.
Hal rings the bell.
Brave little rain, Max.
Daryl answers the door.
Well, come on in. Wipe your feet.
The detectives all troop inside. Soon after, the kitchen's buzzing with activity. Drying himself off with a hanky, Max spots Hal and Daryl in the garden.
As you know, we've tapped your phone. In the event that she calls in.
Well, is that going to cost me?
Excuse me, may I?
Hey, live it up. What's there for?
We're going to have someone here at the house on the phones until we find them.
The important thing is not to let on that you know anything. We want to try and find out where they are.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to get too personal. But do you have a good relationship with your wife?
I love Thelma.
I don't intend anything by that, sir. Just a question I have to ask. Are you close with her?
Yeah. I guess. I mean, I'm about as close as I can be to a nutcase like that.
Yeah, well, if she calls, just be gentle. You know, like you're really happy to hear from her. Like you really miss her. Women love that shit.
Okay, if you say so.
Women love that shit.
I'm sorry, it's just...
Thelma drives along a dusty road, then parks up outside a convenience store. She finds a pair of shades.
Oh, cool. How are they?
She puts them on while Louise sits subdued in the passenger seat.
What do you think?
After taking a quick drag of a cigarette, she then places it between Louise's fingers and gets out of the car. She trots across the road to the store, leaving Louise staring into space. Louise looks at the cigarette as if seeing it for the first time, before taking a quick drag, then tossing it away. Something catches her attention. Two old women are sitting staring at her through an apartment window. One of them, who has grey hair, plucked eyebrows and a careworn face, gives her a weak smile. Louise takes out a lipstick and is about to apply it in the rearview mirror when her reflection makes her despondently turn away and toss the lipstick out of the car. Thelma jumps in and Louise hits the gas.
What happened?
You robbed the store?
You robbed the goddamn store?
Well, we needed the money.
Oh, not like I killed anybody, for God's sake.
Thelma,
I'm sorry. We needed the money. Now we have it.
Oh, shit, Thelma.
Louise.
Oh, shit.
Come on, get a grip.
Yeah.
Grab us to goddamn Mexico, will you?
Okay. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
What'd you say?
Well, I just waltzed on in there and I said,
good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is a robbery. Now, if nobody loses their head, nobody will lose their head. Simon said, y'all lie down on the floor, please, right away. You too, ma'am, would you get down? Not you, sir. Let's see who'll win a prize for keeping their cool. Sir, would you do the honors? Take all the cash out of that girl, put it in a paper bag.
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to have an amazing story to tell all your friends. If not, you'll have a tag on your toe. Will you decide? Hurry up. Go. Ma'am, would you be quiet, sir? Sit down, please. Thank you. Just stay there. Just get real comfortable. Hey, put some bottles of wild turkey, too, will you?
Yes, ma'am.
Now you get down, too?
Yes, ma'am.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for your cooperation. Now stay down on the floor till I'm gone. Have a good day.
Daryl's watching the tape.
Jesus Christ.
Good God.
My lord.
Now, Louise is zipping down a long straight road past crop irrigation sprinklers.
Hey, Louise. Better slow down. I'd just die if we get caught over a speeding ticket.
No, for the first time in my life, I wish this car wasn't green.
You sure we should be driving like this? I mean, in broad daylight and everything?
No, we shouldn't, but I want to put some distance between us and the state of our life.
You wouldn't have believed it. It was like I've been doing it all my life. I mean, nobody would believe it.
Think you found your calling?
Maybe. Maybe. The call of the wild. Woo!
You are disturbed.
Yeah, I believe I am.
Woo!
Now, sunlight glints on the metallic green bodywork as the car cruises along the open highway. Thelma empties shot bottles out of her bag.
Thelma, don't you litter.
Wait a minute. Oh, shit.
God, I hate when this always happens when you're in a hurry.
Damn. What are you gonna do, just stay drunk all day?
Try to. Oh.
A truck driver up ahead waves them on.
Oh, isn't that nice? Truck driver's always so nice. Best drivers on the road.
Louise pulls up alongside the truck.
Oh, Lord. How original.
Naked women have been cut into the mud flaps. The driver toots and gives them a wave.
Thank you.
He flicks his tongue.
Oh, man.
You pig. He's a fucking pig.
Oh, that's gross. What are you going to do that for anyway?
Huh? I think I like it. They think it's trying to run. Shut up!
A truck thunders along a road close to a residential street. Beyond a wall of hedges, a car pulls up and parks in a garage in the pouring rain.
Hey,
Moments later, Jimmy emerges from the garage and sets off along the rain-lashed street with his overnight bag. When he arrives outside his apartment, the cops are already waiting for him.
James Lennox?
Yeah, who wants to know?
Arkansas State Police.
In the middle of nowhere, a railway track stretches into the distance close to a couple of portable loos and a roadside convenience stop. Louise is splashing her face with water at an outside sink. After knotting a thin scarf around her neck, she notices an old-timer sitting watching her nearby. She goes to stand in front of him, and he politely tips his hat.
Nah.
She sits on the step next to him, beside a shabby armchair and an electric fan, and they sit for a while in companionable silence. Then, when she pulls off her rings, wristwatch and earrings, he watches her curiously. Cupping her jewelry in the palm of her hand, she holds it out to him. The grey-bearded old man stares at it, then looks up at her with tired, wrinkled eyes.
Thelma!
Thelma emerges from a portable loo.
What? I want you to call Daryl.
What for?
Louise beckons her over to the sink.
I want you to find out if he knows anything. If you think he does, you gotta hang up the phone, because that means the police have told him and the phone's probably tapped.
Tapped a phone? What are you talking about?
Come on, Thelma, murder one and armed robbery?
Murder one?
Uh-huh.
We can't even say it was self-defense.
Well, it wasn't. We were walking away. We got away.
Yeah, but they don't know that. It's just you and me there. I'll say he raped me and you had to shoot him. That's almost the truth.
Won't work.
Why not?
There's no physical evidence. Can't prove he did it. We can't even probably prove by now that he touched you.
God. Law is some tricky shit, isn't it? Hey, how do you know about all this stuff anyway?
Guys, what are we going to say about the robbery? There's no excuse for that. There's no such thing as justifiable robbery.
Right, Louise. Yep. Where'd you get this?
Stole it.
Thelma puts down the old-timer's hat. A motorcycle streaks past, then Louise turns onto the dusty open road. JD's brought into custody.
Hi. Hi! Huh?
Who's nut?
That's Mrs. Dickinson's husband.
Shit, twice, fall back in. Yeah.
Where'd you get the $6,600 in cash?
Friend? We spoke with a gentleman today who says he delivered very close to that same amount to Miss Louise Sawyer. Do you know her, too?
yes, sir. Yeah, I believe she's the woman driving the car.
He said he took her to a motel in Oklahoma City. He also says that at that time he met a man. He identified you through a series of mugshots. He also told us that you and Mrs. Dickinson seemed close. Is that true?
Well, sir, you might say we had a meeting of the minds, yeah.
Are you aware that Mrs. Dickinson and Miss Sawyer are wanted in connection with the murder?
Murder? What, Thelma? Damn.
Did they ever indicate that they might be on the run from the law?
Well, you know, sir, now that you mention it, it might have seemed a little bit jumpy.
You know what? You're starting to irritate me.
Yeah, me too.
That'll happen. Say, you two boys have a lot in common. Maybe I should just step out of the room for a sec.
I got a better idea. Do you mind if I speak to him alone for a minute?
Max raises his eyebrows at JD, then leaves the interview room. JD shifts uncomfortably, then sees Hal's glaring at him.
What? What'd I do? Nothing, that's what. Please, this is a crock of shit. Mr. Johnny fucking Law.
Hal gets up and perches on the edge of the table.
Son, I got a feeling about something, then.
Yeah?
I just want to ask your opinion. Do you think Thelma Dickinson would have committed armed robbery if you hadn't taken all their money? Get your foot off that table.
J.D. does as he's told.
Cat got your tongue?
No, no. Well, how you know I took it? How you know they didn't short me?
You fucking lie to me. There's two girls out there that had a chance. They had a chance. And now you've screwed it up with them.
No.
And now they're in some serious trouble. And I'm going to hold you personally responsible for at least part of it if anything happens to them. I got no feeling for you. Now, you're either going to tell me every damn thing you know, so there's a small chance I can actually do them some good, or I'm going to be all over you like a fly on shit for the rest of your natural life. Your misery is going to be my goddamn mission in life.
Yes. Okay? Yeah.
Sure. We understand you.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Dickinson, if you just hang on, I want a word with you.
Like your wife.
Come back here! Hey, come back here, you little shit! I got it! Come here! Get
in! It's nighttime. A cowboy standing with his horse casually watches as Thelma and Louise pull off the road and park outside a gas station. An attendant approaches Louise.
Little bee, ladies.
Fill her up. There you go. Excuse me, do you have a phone?
A guy points.
Thank you. Thelma, listen up now. You can think knows. I mean, even if you're not sure, I want you to hang up. You understand?
They step briskly into a diner, and a woman behind the counter points them in the direction of the phone. Louise stands by while Thelma picks up the receiver, dials, then feeds coins into the slot. At the house, the police spring into action. Hal and Mac stand beside Daryl when he eventually picks up.
Hello?
Daryl, it's me.
Thelma, hello!
She hangs up.
He knows.
I need more time.
What? All I said was hello.
Thelma hands a roll of coins to Louise, who steps forward and picks up the receiver.
Yep.
Daryl, this is Louise. Let me talk to the police.
Hey, Louise.
Hi. Let me talk to the police.
What do you mean? There's no police here. Hey, where are you girls anyway?
Just wait, Daryl, will you let me talk to whoever's in charge there?
How do you know they're...
Hello, Miss Sawyer. I'm Investigator Hal Slocum, Arkansas State Police. How are you?
Well, I've been better.
Be careful with that gun.
Yes, sir, no.
Girls are in some hot water. You're both okay, neither one of you hurt?
Oh, yes, sir, we're fine. We're both fine.
Good. You want to tell me what happened?
Sure, over coffee sometime. I'll buy.
I want you to know, neither one of you are charged with murder yet. You're just still wanted for questioning. Although now, Mrs. Dickinson's wanted in Oklahoma for armed robbery.
No, kid, look, we gotta go. I'll call you back, all right?
Miss Sawyer, I don't think you all are gonna make it to Mexico.
We should talk. Please, I want to help you.
Shit. God, that J.D. killing a little shit.
What?
Thelma, how did they know we're going to Mexico, huh?
How'd they know that? You told that thieving little shit where we were going?
Oh. I just told him if he ever got to Mexico, he should look us up.
Oh!
But I asked him not to tell. I mean, I thought he would not tell anybody, you know?
Why?
I think he'd tell anybody.
Why? I mean, what's he got to lose except my life savings, of course? Oh, shit! Thelma, goddammit!
Look, I'm sorry, Mina.
Oh, goddammit, Thelma. Look, up until now, we had only two things going for us. One, nobody knew where we were, and two, nobody knew where we were going. Now one of the things we had going for us is gone!
On the verge of tears, Thelma gets back in the car.
Look, Thelma, you just gotta stop talking to people. You gotta stop being so open. We're fugitives now, right? Let's start behaving like that.
You're right.
Thank you.
The cops are glued to the TV.
Listen, little boy. Of course I want you to go. That's what's worrying you. Please don't think...
No, I wasn't worrying about that. I knew you'd want me to take the job, sure. But...
Daryl switches channels.
Julie, let's get married.
On the open desert highway, Thelma and Louise pass a rock formation bathed in moonlight.
God, this is beautiful.
It surely is.
I always wanted to travel. I just never got the opportunity.
You got it now.
Thelma's leaning back with her eyes closed while Louise turns a bend, heading towards a steep, jagged crag. Now, both women have their eyes fixed on the road ahead. Lost in their own thoughts, a gentle smile plays on their lips. The headlights shine out in the darkness as the car passes by atmospherically lit outcrops. Resting her head on her hand, Louise turns and looks at Thelma, who's fallen fast asleep. She reaches for a half bottle of liquor and takes a swig, grimacing slightly as she swallows. She grips the steering wheel and blinks hard to keep awake. Soon after, Louise slows down and pulls up. With Thelma still asleep, she turns off the engine. Now, Louise's brown eyes are taking in her surroundings. She looks up and sees the birth of a beautiful sunrise, with the daylight breaking through the clouds beyond a silhouetted rock face. As she stands in the still dark desert scrub, Thelma slowly approaches her from behind.
What's going on?
Louise turns to face her.
Nothing.
At daybreak, they're still crossing the desert. Louise smokes a cigarette while Thelma sorts out their maps.
I don't need the East Coast anymore.
The truck driver.
Oh. Hey, look. Look who it is. It's that guy.
Just ignore him.
I'm your Captain Mark Stabler. Your Stormtrooper of love.
He mimes masturbating, then flicks out his tongue. Now in front, Louise takes a drag of her cigarette. She speeds up, putting some distance between them and the tanker. Later, the car cruises through lush countryside, leaving a plume of dust in its wake. Thelma takes a swig of booze and half laughs, half cries to herself.
What?
Yeah?
Marlon. What about it?
Just the look on his face.
What?
It's you wasn't expecting that. Suck my dick.
Thelma, it's not funny.
I know. It happened to you, didn't it?
What? What are you talking about?
In Texas. I mean, that's what happened, isn't it? You was raped.
Louise stops the car.
Angel, look, I'm warning you. Just drop it. I'm not gonna talk about that. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about it.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah. Okay, Louise.
Louise pulls away, her face rigid.
It's okay.
Thelma rests her head on her hand while Louise stares resolutely at the road ahead. As the car speeds on through the parched landscape, the road twists and turns towards a rocky plateau in the distance. A state patrol car is coming up fast behind them. Louise spots it in the mirror. Pull over at the roadside and the cop car parks behind them. Louise looks in the rearview mirror as the cop gets on his handset.
Turn off your engine.
Wearing shades and in full uniform, the cop slowly gets out of his car.
Oh my God, it's a Nazi.
What's he doing?
He's kind of walking this way.
He swaggers up to them. Louise puts on her best smile.
Hello, officer. Is there a problem?
You want to let me see your license, please?
Right. Here it is.
You want to take it out of your wallet, please?
I told you to slow down. Officer, I told her to slow down.
She did. How fast was it going?
About 110.
Oh.
Want to get out of the car, please?
Yes, sir. Sure.
Come with me, please.
Yes, sir.
Is this your vehicle?
Yes, sir, that is.
Want to get in the car, please?
Yes, sir. Front or the back?
Right. You want to take off your eyewear, please?
Yes, sir. Am I in trouble, officer?
As far as I'm concerned, yes, ma'am, you're in a lot of trouble. Hello, this is 98. You want to step back and get in your car again, please?
Officer, I am so sorry about this. Would you let go of that? Now, I really, really apologize, but would you put your hands on the steering wheel? See, if you get on that radio, you're going to find out that we're wanted in two states and probably considered armed and dangerous, at least I am, and then our whole plan is just going to be all shot to hell.
Louise, take his gun. Take his gun, Louise. Right there.
Hey, I'm real sorry. Excuse me.
Won't step out of the car, please?
Thelma keeps her gun trained on him.
Now, I swear, 3 days ago, neither one of us would have ever pulled a stunt like this, but if you was ever to meet my husband, you'd understand why. Won't put your hands on your head, please? Louise.
What?
Shoot the radio. The police radio, Louise. Jesus
I'm
Christ.
Sorry. Got it.
Okay. Want to step to the back of the car, please? Louise, get the keys.
Air holes. Open the trunk.
You want to step into the trunk, please?
Please. I have one of the kids, please.
You do? Well, you're lucky. You be sweet to them, especially your wife. My husband wasn't sweet to me. Look how I turned out. Now go on. Get in there.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Excuse me. Oh, wait a minute, officer. Could I have your belt, please? Extra ammo.
Oh, good idea.
And could I trade glasses with you, Mamie? Thanks. Okay.
Is that it?
Uh-huh. All right.
Officer, I'm real sorry about this.
I apologize also.
Go.
They jump back in their car.
You ready?
Did it.
Crazy. I just feel like I got a knack for this shit.
I believe you do. Drive like hell.
Hal and Max are still at Daryl's house.
You know, the one thing I can't figure out is whether these girls are real smart or just real, real lucky.
Don't matter. Brains will only get you so far. Luck always runs out.
We're still going to Mexico?
Yeah.
Then aren't we going in the wrong direction?
Well, I figure if you take a state policeman, shoot up his car, take his gun, and lock him in the trunk, it's best just to get on out of the state if you can.
I heard that.
To cattle hands.
It's in my car! I think I fucked up. I think I got us in a situation where we both could get killed. Damn, I don't know why I just didn't go to the police right away.
You know why. You already said.
What'd I say again?
Nobody'd believe us. We'd still get in trouble. We'd still have our lives. You know what else?
What?
That guy was hurting me. If you hadn't come out when you did, he would have hurt me a lot worse. And probably nothing would have happened to him, because everybody did see me dancing with him all night. They would have made out like I'd asked for it. My life would have been ruined a whole lot worse than it is now. At least now I'm having some fun. And I'm not sorry that son of a bitch is dead. I'm just sorry it was you that did it, not me.
At the house, Hal sitting looking bored while another detective is reading Boudoir magazine. Max answers the phone.
Hello?
Let me talk to Slocum.
She wants to talk to you.
He picks up a phone beside the recording equipment.
Hello, Louise.
Hey.
How are things going out there?
Weird. We got some kind of a snowball effect happening here or something.
You're still with us, though.
Mm-hmm.
You're somewhere on the face of the earth.
Well, we're not in the middle of nowhere, but we can see it from here.
I swear. Louise, I almost feel like I know you.
Well, you don't.
You're getting in deeper every moment you're gone.
Would you believe me if I told you this whole thing was an accident?
I do believe you. That's what I want everybody to believe. Trouble is, it doesn't look like an accident. And you're not here to tell me about it. I need your help here. Did Harlan Puckett...
I don't want to talk about it.
You want to come on in?
Don't think so.
Then I'm sorry. We're going to have to charge you with murder.
Now, do you want to come out of this alive?
You know, certain words and phrases just keep drifting through my mind. Things like incarceration, cavity search, death by electrocution, life imprisonment, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So do I want to come out alive? I don't know.
She turns and sees Thelma watching her.
I know, I think we're going to have to think about that.
Louise, I'll do anything. I know what's making you run. I know what happened to you in Texas.
Thelma terminates the call.
Well, Louise, don't blow it.
Got it. Give it to me.
Max dials a number, but then Hal hangs up the phone.
Max, you gotta take me there.
No, Hal, cannot do. Sorry.
I'm the only one she's ever spoken to, Max.
You're no good to me now. You're no good to me. There's nothing you can do for me now.
I don't want anybody losing their heads. You know what happens? The volume gets turned way up, and the next thing you know, these girls are gonna get shot.
Thelma comes out of the gas station store with a can of soda. She leans against the car, then gives Louise a look.
What?
You're not gonna give up on me, are you?
What do you mean?
You're not gonna make a deal with that guy? I mean, I just wanna know.
Thelma, I'm not making any deals.
I mean, I'd understand if you're thinking about it. In a way, you got something to go back for. Jim and all.
Jim is not an option.
But, I don't know, you know, something's, like, crossed over in me, and I can't go back. I mean, I just couldn't live.
I know. I know what you mean. Anyway, don't want to end up on the damn Geraldo show.
Yeah.
They get into their car.
They're charging us with murder.
Ooh.
Yeah, they say that we gotta figure out if we want to come in dead or alive.
Gosh. Did he say anything positive at all?
Now, driving across lush, mountainous terrain, Thelma leans on the passenger door and gazes into the wing mirror. As the countryside ahead rushes towards her, the small rectangle of glass shows the road they've just left behind. She looks thoughtfully at a rocky mountain, blanketed in green.
You awake? Guess you could call that. My eyes are open.
Me too. I feel awake.
Good.
Wide awake. I don't remember ever feeling this awake. You know what I mean? Everything looks different. You feel like that too? Like you got something to look forward to?
We'll be drinking margaritas by the sea, Mamacita.
Hey, we could change our names.
We live in a hacienda.
I'm gonna get a job.
Ha!
I'm gonna work at Club Med.
Yeah. Now, what kind of a deal is that cop gonna have to come up with to beat that?
Have to be pretty good.
Have to be pretty damn good.
A train line runs parallel to the straight road Thelma and Louise are driving along. As the car bounces along, they bob their heads in time to the music. As Louise pulls out and drives alongside the truck, the road is reflected in the tanker's metallic casing. When they draw close to the cab, the sleazy driver begins his familiar routine.
Hey, baby! You ready for a big
Louis stops the car and the truck pulls up alongside them.
Serious?
I think so. Follow us.
Louise turns off the road onto a dirt track and the truck follows on behind. Thick clouds of dust are churned up by the wheels as the tanker parks up at a roadside rest stop. The 40-something driver's wearing a baseball cap and mirrored wraparound shades. Excitedly, he grabs a pack of condoms, kisses them for good luck, then pulls off his wedding ring. He jumps down, shakes his booty, then swaggers over to where Thelma and Louise are waiting, perched on the back of their car seats. He blows them a kiss and does a little dance.
Where are you going?
Fresno.
We've been seeing you all over the place. Why don't you take off those shades? I want to see your eyes.
Yeah, I've been seeing you, too.
Yeah, we think you have really bad manners.
Yeah, where do you get off behaving like that with women you don't even know? Huh? Huh? How'd you feel if somebody did that to your mother? Or your sister? Or your wife?
Huh? What are you talking about?
You know good and damn well what I'm talking about.
I mean, really? That business with your tongue? What is that? That is disgusting.
And oh, my God, that other shit pointing to your lap. I mean, what is that supposed to mean exactly, huh? I mean, does that mean pull over? I want to show you what a big fat slob I am?
Yeah, or does that mean suck my dick?
You women crazy.
You got that right.
We think you should apologize.
I ain't apologizing for shit.
You say you're sorry.
Fuck that.
Louise pulls out her gun and takes aim.
You say you're sorry, or I'm gonna make you fucking sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
I bet you even called us beavers on your CB radio, didn't you?
Yeah, sure did!
Damn, I hate that. I hate being called a beaver, don't you?
You gonna apologize or what?
Fuck you!
She takes out his tires.
I don't think he's gonna apologize.
Nah, I don't think so.
Thelma pulls her gun and together they shoot the tanker to Kingdom Come. It explodes in a massive fireball which makes their jaws drop. Thelma grabs his baseball cap for a trophy as they drive circles around the livid trucker. Then they speed off through the black smoke spewing from the tanker shell.
Where'd you learn to shoot like that?
Oh, off the TV. How did you learn to shoot like that?
Meanwhile, the state patrol car is still parked at the roadside. A Rastafarian cyclist stops close by and takes a drag of an enormous joint. He clocks the police car, then slowly pushes his bike over to a fence to prop it up. With a personal stereo strapped to his arm, he leans back against the fence and takes a drink from his water bottle. He takes another drag of his spliff. He pricks up his ears, then saunters over to the patrol car's trunk.
Hello?
I need to cuss. I'm a police officer. The keys are over there. The keys are over there.
The cop's finger points through the bullet hole. Completely chilled, the cyclist takes a few drags of his joint, then blows the smoke through the cop's air hole.
VID 101755. Red hair, brown eyes, 5'7" tall, 120 pounds. Suspect, Thelma Yvonne Dickinson, white female, DID 112756. Red hair, green eyes, 5'10" tall, 130 pounds. Both subjects armed and extremely dangerous. Approach with caution. New Mexico and Arizona on felony warrants for armed robbery, kidnapping a law enforcement officer, assault with a deadly weapon. Suspect driving, Louise Elizabeth Sawyer, white female.
While Louise drives, Thelma lifts her sleepy head off the seat, then sits up with a frown. A convoy of state patrol cars is speeding along the carriageway opposite. Louise checks the mirror.
Think that's all?
Thelma looks over her shoulder.
I don't know, I don't think so. Better get off just in case.
The car veers off-road, then crashes through a fence. The cop cars peel off the road, cross the middle ground between the carriageways, then tear off in the women's direction. In a town, backup patrol cars are sweeping into action. Thelma and Louise churn up the dust as they speed along the road. The cop cars appear behind them.
You got your seatbelt on?
This is 112. I'm in pursuit. Green Thunderbird, requesting assistance.
More cars are coming towards them.
We have the suspects in sight. Continuing pursuit.
Louise hits the gas and makes a beeline for them. One of the cop cars flips over and tumbles across the ground.
I know this whole thing was my fault, I know it.
Damn it, Thelma, the woman, you should know by now this wasn't your fault.
Louise, no matter what happens, I'm glad I came with you. Shit.
With her foot to the floor, she squeezes through a police roadblock. But the cop behind smashes into it.
Did you see that guy? He's from the main road!
Louise turns the wheel hard and swerves into a shanty town. As she weaves between the shacks, cop cars appear on her flags, trying to cut her off.
Hold on!
She smashes through a fence. Now an aerial view of the car streaking across an open plain, leaving plumes of dust in its wake, with a swarm of patrol cars closing in. A low bridge is up ahead.
I guess everything from here on is going to be pretty shitty.
Unbearable, I imagine.
And look, everything we've got to lose is already gone anyway.
Oh God, how do you stay so positive?
The car only just clears the bridge, but a patrol vehicle gets wedged underneath it. Before long, the others are stopped in their tracks, too. Thelma looks back in shock. Now, with no one chasing them, Thelma and Louise drive on through the desert. They exchange a quick look, then Thelma glances over her shoulder to make sure no one's following them. On edge, Louise keeps an eye out on her side, while Thelma reaches for a cigarette and lighter. She takes a drag, then looks at Louise, who's also smoking.
You're a good friend.
You too, sweetie, the best. How do you like the vacation so far?
Do
I guess I went a little crazy, huh?
No, you've always been crazy. Is it just the first chance you've ever had to really express yourself?
Good driving.
Thanks.
Dust drifts up from the road like steam as they pass alongside a steep gorge. Just over the edge below them, a helicopter is hovering in the air like an insect. With a river far below, it sweeps upwards in an arc. It closes in on the narrow strip of road. Up ahead, Thelma and Louise are driving on, oblivious, through a shadowy mountain pass. A jagged mountain range lines the horizon as they barrel cross-country on the rough road. Suddenly, Louise's jaw drops. She brakes hard, making the car swerve sharply until it comes to a stop right at the edge of a precipice.
Grand Canyon?
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah. Something else, all right.
Suddenly, the police chopper looms up from the canyon in front of them, making their hats blow off in its downdraft. Louise backs up, then does a 180-degree turn. Barely visible through the dust churned up by the car and chopper, she brakes again. As the dust settles, they see dozens of patrol cars swarming into view ahead of them. The two women look at each other. Louise hits the gas and performs another 180-degree turn, so they're back facing the canyon again. Rifles are cocked, magazines slotted into automatic weapons, and bullets put in chambers. The line of police marksmen take aim.
Oh my God. It looks like the army.
Papa's for us.
Hey, don't let them shoot those girls. This is too much. They got guns pointing at them. These women are armed, Hal. This is standard. Now fall down. These boys know what they're doing.
Place your hands in plain view. Any failure to that command will be considered an act of aggression against us. I repeat, turn your engine off and place your hands in plain view.
What are you doing?
I'm not giving up.
Max, you gotta do something! How many times, Max? How many times did we gonna be fucked over?
Hey, listen! Will you pull yourself together now and listen to me? You calm down. Don't make me sorry I brought you.
Damn it! I repeat, cut your engine off and place your hands in plain view.
Thelma looks anxious.
Okay, then, listen. Let's not get caught.
What are you talking about?
Let's keep going.
What do you mean?
Thelma nods towards the canyon.
Go!
You sure?
Yeah.
With tears welling up in their eyes, they share an emotional kiss. Louise starts the car.
Hey!
Hal starts sprinting after them. He lifts up his hand, half waving, half reaching out to them, but they're already speeding away towards the canyon's edge. His face set with determination, he runs on regardless. Thelma and Louise clasp hands, smile, then hit the gas. The car shoots off the edge, and as it floats downwards through the air, the image freezes.
See it where